Hey guys, and welcome back. This isn't really an episode. I don't have guests. I don't have a script. I'm not gonna try and be funny, or I just wanna be real for a second. Let's just talk. Well, I can't say anything about this situation that already hasn't been said before, but I know we're all going through something that we haven't. It's putting us out of our comfort zone. It's pushing our limits. While some of us are finding some really solid, productive ways to get through this, a lot of us aren't. And that's, as much as you receive that validation outside, it is really okay. And as much as you don't want to believe it, it is really, really okay to not do anything. I was in that position for a very long time, and it took me some time because I needed to come to terms with my own reality. Everybody is battling a different reality, and that we're in a niche like Instagram where we're blind to it. This is just where you put out your most of us just put out our happy moments. You just see the tip of the iceberg. I guess that it's really important to now talk. There is a vast range of information that we are being overburdened with every day, and it's creating so much anxiety in all of us, including me for that matter, that I had to step back and take a break for 10 days because you wouldn't believe me. I woke up to my phone, checking my views, checking, and I went to sleep doing the same, and that is not healthy. I felt sick, I had anxiety, and as much as Bob Talks made me so happy, you need to know as creators or creative artists that at some point, all of it kind of begins to overwhelm you because we invest ourselves so much into it, and digital space is one that is so addictive. It ropes you in so hard that at one point you find yourself losing a grip. Spent a lot of time catching up on my naps because it is so essential. And basically spoke to a lot of my friends that I have been putting off because our lives pre-COVID were so busy that we all tend to mute out a lot of friendships that were essential to us at one point in our past. And it is difficult because you get so easily distracted that you don't feel like replying for days, and sometimes your anxiety keeps you in bed all day that you just don't want to pick up calls, you don't want to do another Zoom call, don't want to do another house party session. But sometimes I realize that there are certain friendships that you really need to work on, because some friendships that I didn't expect, like people I have stopped talking to years ago, have come to help me at times when I feel like I'm falling apart. It is so important that if you guys have that patience to take out your time and listen to what I have to say, I must do the same. I know, right, it's not a dialogue, but at least some things that I say, if it resonates with you, that is more than what I was hoping for. However, I want to share this very small thing I kind of read in the paper today. So this line that I read in an interview in Bangalore Mirror today said, we need new parameters to measure success, the amount of time we spend with the loved ones and the number of people we help. I don't know why that line is stuck with me. Honestly, I haven't spent this much time with my family before. Although we live under the same roof, I used to find any excuse to leave my house before. You know, I obviously invested in a lot of external validation and external factors to keep me happy, as has any other teenager. It's absolutely great. And the number of people we help, guys, we do not fucking understand the importance of this. And your help does not have to be through money donations or doing charity work. Even if you're just listening to a person talk, you're helping somebody out. Cliched as it sounds, we do not realize how rewarding it is, because when I was going through this rough patch between, I took a break from Bob Talks and I spoke to some of my really close friends, and I said, I don't know what I'm doing with this anymore. I don't know where this is going. And one of my friends, she just said that, first of all, understand why you started it. Revisit the whole point of why you started this in the first place. Like, what triggers your passion? What triggers your creativity? Because it's so easy to allow the response of people or like social media validation, and it can get to our head and we forget the whole point of why we started things in the first place. I started because I love talking about Bangalore. I started it because I wanted to bring a piece of Bangalore to all of your homes, because you can't go out and do the same. I felt like I was losing a sight of that, and when my friend said this, it made so much sense. I revisited that piece that I wrote about Bangalore, and I realized how much of, you know, our nostalgia we all hold on to, how much of our passion, how much of our creativity really stems from love. That's what just harbors all of these things together. I just say, really take time to see what you love. I know most of us are just out of college, just starting our jobs and going through a lot of difficulties with our jobs if we already have one, you know, handling our households and doing work that we haven't done before. But if you do get your time, really, really put some thought into what you really love. Because even if it's something as small as, you know, you love to reach out to people, just love to socialize, you just want to talk, even if that's something like that's something you love to do, focus on it hard enough, you finally realize we know nothing's going to be the same. We need a new world order, as a lot of people are saying. And that doesn't have to be a scary thing. It just could mean that we're all stepping into a world where we're finally changing the ways we live. We were living like robots. I just want to tell you guys that you don't have to post about it on social media. You don't have to post about something on social media for the world to know that you love something. And that's one of my biggest takeaways. I used to talk into phones and like those MP3 recorders as a kid. And like everyone used to laugh at me because I was a character as a kid. I was a fucking like, I was a lunatic. I used to do such stupid shit. I used to take the laptop web camera, walk to my garden and shoot videos while carrying my laptop. And some of them are so cringe. But looking back at it, I now realize how much freedom that my family gave me for have the confidence to explore what I want without thinking twice. Do what you love, dude. Who's gonna say anything, really? We're all just trying to get through something one day at a time. And I think it's always essential to remind ourselves we're doing something that we love. And if you're doing something you already love and you find yourself getting so tired of it that it doesn't give you the same happiness it does before, stop and rethink it. Because some of the best advice I've got in this lockdown is that always revisit and always remind yourself why you start something in the first place, because it's all right to take pit stops. If you do remind yourselves and you decide to, you know, share it with the world, please do. I'd be so happy to see it, or send it in to me. You don't even have to tag me, just send it to me. 60 days down, and even if it's gonna be a few more days, I think we're all in this together, doing so great. So thank you guys, thank you so much for being a part of my journey and for being able to share your thoughts, your feedback with me. I hope I can do that to you guys in the same way. And see you next week, Bob. I have a very fun episode I think that you guys will really like. So looking forward to it. Bye.